It is known widely as distinctive and diverse. I call it vibrant, electric, eclectic, and that spells V for victory. And that's exactly what you're going to find at Zollner Arts Center this season. From the opening in September the 8th of Rock of Ages, guest artist doing a musical, to May the 19th of 2013, when Garrison Keillor makes everyone right at home, you will find exceptional opportunities for education, for entertainment, for relaxation, and for wonderful sociability at Zollner Arts. From the spoken words of course, Garrison Keillor and Art Spiegelman, the graphic, the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novelist from Mouse, to kind of a three-circus entertainment event, including Sunflowers, you may know about Austin Pendleton, and Momix. To Beethoven's Fifth, that wonderful, expedient piece of music that's being offered again in a new way. The Lehigh Music Department, of course, will bring us Wagner and Verdi. Hot Dates, Stephen Sametz is certainly a part of all of that. And the Music Department, Jazz Repertory. What more can I say? What a diverse and distinctive season this certainly will be. And you can go on that journey with us, that adventure, by listening to tonight's program. Our guest is Artistic Director Deb Sakarakis of the Zollner Arts Center. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, my co-host, we will bring you some exciting things that are happening at Zollner Arts Center. Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Oh, hello there, and thank you for being with us, Deb.
Hey, George. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
George, thank you for that great opening and that wonderful, warm welcome. I'm really pleased to be here, and I appreciate the invitation to talk to your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, WDIY is a great media sponsor, along with a lot of other sponsors, but we're very happy that we are a sponsor again with Zollner. You might want to fill us in on some of the exciting things that might be happening. Now, I know there's more than a half hour's worth of things, but if you could just give us some highlights.
Well, of course, we're very happy about our season opener. That's Rock of Ages. Mm-hmm. And the company will be coming into Bethlehem, Lehigh University, and Zollner Arts Center on Saturday, September the 8th. We have an 3 o'clock performance and an 8 o'clock performance. And this is a very lighthearted comedy. It's a rock musical built around the music of glam rock bands of the 80s. So you will be able to hear songs from Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Bon Jovi, Twisted Sister.
It's all
not
coming back
Mozart,
to me.
Sorry, not Wagner,
no.
And not Beethoven. But certainly wonderful songs in their own right. And appropriately enough, the piece involves big dreams and characters with big hair.
Oh.
So we'd like to get our
shorter
audience
pads.
Coming in with mullets and, you know, the big hair, the great long flowing locks.
Yes, absolutely.
Of the 80s. And the plot involves a plot that is pretty familiar. A small town girl comes to a big city, L.A., and falls in love with a guitarist at a rock club.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a subplot, so you have that love theme and a subplot of downtown redevelopment taking over the space for the club. Da 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 da. Little drama. And it all ends very nicely, I'm happy to report. But you get to share songs like Don't Stop Believin' and Harden My Heart. And, of course, We Built the City on Rock and Roll.
Yes, absolutely. Dun, dun, dun.
So that's Rock of Ages. That's our opener. And as I said, we have a performance at 3 and a performance at 8. And at 2 o'clock, we have young folks from the School of Rock in Easton doing a lobby performance.
Mm.
And then we're having a party. So we're trying to rig up a karaoke set up so your audience can come and show us their talent.
And do it.
Do those songs. Sing those songs from the 80s. So join us in the spirit of Rock of Ages.
That's a great way to open the season.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And not following far on the heels of that is the gala, actually. We're talking about that a little bit before we came on the air. I think it's interesting that it's Catherine McPhee, who I know best is because of the hit show Smash, which I've been enjoying.
Right. Well, Catherine, what a beautiful young woman she is. Actually, I remember her doing like a cabaret circuit some years ago. This is several years, certainly, before her American Idol stint. I believe she was a runner-up on American Idol. And then she had this wonderful run. Well, she's still on that wonderful television series, Smash, near and dear to our hearts because we love musicals and the creation of musicals. And she's, I guess, from California. Her mother was a vocal coach and her father a television producer. So the art form is in her blood. You know, she studied voice in school and then was advised to do some auditions. And then her career took off. It skyrocketed. She is a beautiful song stylist. In addition to being a beautiful woman, she's a beautiful song stylist. And she is a composer in her own right.
Right.
So on, you can see her do a beautiful rendition of Over the Rainbow on YouTube. She'll be doing Over the Rainbow, I hope, and some other standards, as well as thrilling the gala audiences with some of her own compositions. You know, the gala is a really wonderful event for folks. In addition to seeing the concert, the whole of Zollner Arts Center is decked out in flowers and beautiful lights and red carpets, and we treat people to strawberries and chocolate. So I would highly recommend that folks consider coming out to see Catherine McPhee, and that gala performance is on Saturday, October 20th.
And the whole evening now, it's interesting, and of course before we leave, we'll let folks know the website so where they can find out more info, but one can spend the entire evening with the gala, starting at 4:30 with a reception, a dinner, the concert, etc. Or one can join you later in the evening for the concert and the dessert reception. So there's two options for folks.
Right. We have the reception, as you mentioned, and then a full dinner. So the lobbies and the Black Box Theater are appointed as dining spaces that are beautifully decored and that dinner is just preceding the performance. And as you said, folks are welcome to come either to the reception, dinner, and gala performance, or just sign up to come for the performance. And as you mentioned, a wonderful reception, post-show dessert reception following the performance.
Well, there certainly are a lot of guest artists throughout the entire season, right into 2013. I happen to be kind of partial towards theater, so I would like to mention just some of those, and if you would be kind enough to make some comment, perhaps. Of course, Rock of Ages is the big thing, then there are other guest artists that are going to do a chorus line, and that's coming up on January the 12th.
Right, and a chorus line is, you know, a standard. I mean, it won, I think, nine awards. It had 9 Tony Awards. It won the 1976 Pulitzer Prize. And the book is particularly The music composition is particularly pointed for all of us because it was created by Marvin Hamlisch, mm-hmm. who recently passed away. So I like to think of it as, I hope we will consider it a tribute to Mr. Hamlisch and his amazing career as a composer and a performer.
Of course.
You know, this piece is a wonderful glimpse into the world of dancers and the world of theater, mm-hmm. and that audition process that those of you in theater or dance know, love, and probably fear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, the songs are just, you know, classics.
Yeah.
You know, one, I Hope I Get It. I Hope I Get It.
Yep.
And, of course, What I Did for Love. You know, those are songs we're still singing.
Yes, we are.
We
absolutely.
Still remember that. So that performance is on Saturday, January the 12th. And there will be students from the Performing Arts High School doing the lobby show for us. So the performance of A Chorus Line begins at 8 on Saturday, January the 12th. But the students from the Performing Arts High School will be doing a lobby show for us beginning at 7.
What a wonderful connection. Thank you for doing that,
yeah.
Deb. And it happens more in other throughout the season. And you'll mention some of them, hopefully.
I will.
Of course, the Department of Theater, again, to me, is very important because I have been a very small part of it over a period of years. And upcoming in February is You're in Town.
Directed by Pam Pepper.
Yes, absolutely. Oleana, you know, the David Mamet piece, directed by Gus Ripa. The Crucible by Arthur Miller, directed by Cassie Johnson. And look at this, The Laramie Project by Moises Kaufman and the Tectonic Theater Project, directed by Andrew Chupa. Andrew was with us last week talking a little bit about some of the things that he had seen in Ireland, plus the offerings here at Lehigh.
Yeah. Yes, he's a wonderful young man and has done work, obviously, in Lehigh's theater department previously. So I'm really anxious to see this particular performance. All these shows are very dramatic and have a little twist to them, especially Oleana. So
Andrew actually said to us, which I thought was really interesting, that if you look at this and think of this looking at the season, he said, we're calling it America the Beautiful. It's all these facets or all these ways to look at what is our story and who are we? You know, whether it's humorous, a passion, which You're in Town is humorous and pointed,
right?
But funny.
Well, it's interesting given his particular project, Laramie Project.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a heart wrenching story. So,
and then of course there'll be the Black Box productions throughout the year, but we just want to, and which takes us to. I was talking to Deb a little bit about this earlier. I have a particular interest in just because it's something I always really look forward to. It always offers me surprises. It always leaves me having found out about something I didn't know about that I'm so glad I know about, which is the spoken word notation series. It just delights me. I know it's not as big and flashy as, you know, a full stage of dancers, but.
Well, the literary arts in their own way have, I guess, flash and razzle-dazzle.
Yes.
Notations is a collaboration between Zollner Arts Center, Lehigh's Visiting Lecture Committee, and the Lehigh University Creative Writing Program. Okay. Stephanie Watts is the director of that program, and Stephanie, I'm pleased to tell you, recently had her book of short stories published. It's We Are Taking Only What We Need, and she won several prizes for this wonderful book of short stories. So Stephanie and her husband, Bob, teach creative writing at Lehigh,
mm-hmm.
and they help curate this season.
Okay.
Chard de Nord, it opens with Chard de Nord on October the 1st and goes all the way through the academic year. So Chard teaches at Providence College and has a book of poetry, so he'll be reading from that book of poetry. And also in the first semester, George, you mentioned the amazing writer and cartoonist. He's a graphic novelist, Art Spiegelman, who won the Pulitzer for that two-volume book called Mouse.
Mouse, yeah.
Or Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie's, so Art Spiegelman is reading on Thursday, November the 8th. And Stephanie's reading will be on November the 15th. So we'll do performances all through the year. We have Sigrid Nunez in the spring and Marjorie Hudson later in the spring.
We're having a fabulous chat with Deb Zacharakis, the artistic director at Zollner Arts Center. We have more to tell you about the exciting, actually vibrant, electric, and eclectic season, the V season. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's distinctive and diverse. It is, but it's all of those things. This is WDIY 88.1 FM and HD. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we'll be back after this.
WDIY is pleased to partner with Pennsylvania Youth Theater for their 2012 open houses on Friday, August 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Banana Factory, featuring Q&A, studio tours, sample classes, registration, and more. For more information, 610-332-1400 or 123pyt.org.
There's something fabulous happening right here in our own area, in our own home. And you can share it with your friends, your relatives, but you've got to do it fairly quickly because the tickets are selling fast. And I'm talking about Zollner Arts Center at Lehigh University, the 2012-2013 season. There are many, many ways to save: bundled ticket packages, single tickets, many, many ways. We'll tell you more about those in just a minute. Deb Zacharakis is our guest. She's the artistic director of Zollner Arts Center. And, wow, what can I say?
We were just talking actually about the notations series, and we note that there is an addition to the notations, which we had to give a shout out to, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. Another writer who has a local connection would be Honor Malloy, who writes both plays and novels, and who actually is from the Dublin, Ireland, via the Lehigh Valley, and grew up and went to school here in the Valley, now lives in New York. But she'll be here April 3rd. Reading for her autobiographical novel, Smarty Girl, Dublin Savage, which has just been published. So just in time for, well, a little late for St. Patrick's
Day. Honor talks about, of course, her childhood in Ireland and her very famous, now past, father, John Malloy, and some of the antics that she has gone through and has lived through, and then shares them from an American standpoint because she's been here in America living.
And then we have Five Before We Leave, the series, Marjorie Hudson, which this sounds interesting. I have not read her work, but
great.
It sounds really fascinating. A Penn Hemingway Honorable Mention Award and the author of Searching for Virginia Dare, An Exploration of American and Personal History. But sounds like she'll be reading from Accidental Birds of the Carolinas.
Accidental Birds of the Carolinas is a series of short stories, and she paints such beautiful characters, and all the stories tie together. Mm. So I would highly recommend that people in reading groups select some of these authors, check out the books that they may be talking about during the course of these talks, and come prepared to quiz them on, you know, their work. We may also be offering, we're trying to develop the series, so we may also be offering workshops for local writers at some point in time. So the series is just beginning. This is our third year. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out the collaborators, as I said, the Creative Writing Program, Visiting Lectures, and Zollner Arts Center are trying to figure out how to develop this, not only to feature nationally, internationally renowned authors, but also some local authors like Stephanie.
Right.
Stephanie Watt. So.
Very, very good. Very good. We have to mention also to the classical season, because there's a place in my heart besides Beethoven's Fifth. It is a fabulous season, and it has a lot to be offered, especially Lehigh University Wind Ensemble, the Wind Spectacular. I'm kind of into that.
Right. So David Diggs is the director of the Wind Ensemble, and we have performances in the fall and the spring. And, of course, you may know that we have Eugene Abulescu, a concert pianist, directing our Lehigh University Philharmonic. They have a concert in November, and they're developing quite a following for their Christmas concert early in December, where they do the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Sametz is the director of the choral program, and he has a great series of choral programs scheduled on October 26th and 27th. He's presenting a concert he's calling The Jewel at the Center of the World,
which looks fascinating.
Talks, yeah, about the confluence of Arabic, Christian, and Jewish cultures at a particular point in time in Andalusia. So this is going to be an amazing period for not only performance, but also Stephen is working on bringing in people to talk about the period and the cultural contributions of each of these groups of people. So once again, that's Jewel at the Center of the World, and that's on October 26th and 27th.
And something else a little bit that might be interesting to the audience that we were talking about a little bit earlier, just to help them picture, not quite the classical piece of it, but the cabaret.
Yes.
There's two particular cabarets. We were talking about imagining this very intimate setup, that almost a virtual nightclub that's created.
Well,
yeah, it's a listening room.
When you go into a venue, the stage is always a magical place. And for the cabarets, what we do is we put the artist upstage center and put tables on the stage so the audience actually joins us on stage with the performers. And I'm particularly pleased with the cabaret performances we have coming up this year. It's Cyril M.A. and Diego Figueiredo are performing on Saturday, September the 15th. At 6 o'clock, there's a dinner, and 7 o'clock, the performance. And then there will also be a performance at 9 o'clock, sans dinner, without the dinner, but we do have a bar set up on stage, so you can have light refreshment for the 9 o'clock show. And both these artists are pretty amazing. Cyril was born in France to a French father, a Dominican mother, and her hometown in France was en route for gypsies, and learned a vocal craft and musical repertory from French gypsies. She learned interesting rhythmic patterns from her Dominican mother, and she has such an amazingly distinctive voice. She studied at SUNY Purchase. She came to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
She won vocal contests at Montreux. Diego's from Brazil, and they do a joint program where they offer many jazz standards, but also some of their own compositions, and they perform solo. You hear a little bit of Cyril solo and also a selection or two from Diego solo. And that's in September. And then later in the spring, we have in May, May the 4th, Hector del Cuarto. It's a tango. I think it's a sextet. Hector del Cuarto is a bandoneon player famed for his work with Astor Piazzolla, the famous composer and tango composer, but classical composer. And he worked with him on, I think it was Forever Tango that was on Broadway.
Yeah.
So Hector was part of the musicians that played for that Broadway show. And all these musicians that he's bringing with him are truly stellar tango musicians. So I think that will also be a really wonderful evening for our cabaret performers. The proximity of the artist to audience is very intimate. So you get to enjoy a very informal atmosphere and very close contact with the performing artists.
Kate is very much interested in Delhi to Dublin.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going to run out of time. There's so much wonderful things. Delhi to Dublin, of course, is going to be playing on Friday. I don't see the date.
October 12th.
And I'm addicted. They're my new heroes. I can't stop listening. But before one of the things I'm really fascinated by is I'm looking at the mix of dance, what comes under the heading of dance. And in this year's season, it's older. Strong influences of circus, street performance, street athletics, extreme sports, video. And there's different there's a couple companies that are a little more circus, a little more video. If you could talk just briefly, we don't have much time, but it looks fabulous.
Well, I'm particularly excited about the collaborations that seem to be taking place in the fields. So I see the video discipline, dance, theater, working together to present amazing, amazing performances. And the first one we have coming up is Cirque Elwaz, a group from Montreal, ID. I would highly recommend people who like extreme sports and urban feel to come out. It's on Saturday, December 22nd. And Sunday, December 23rd, we also have a show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3. And it's just packed with energy. And also Motion House is coming in February, and they also use dance and video. They hang their theme around the resource of water, so we hope to get some local groups and Lehigh ecology students in the lobby talking about the resource and how important it is for all of us.
Well, wow. It's a fantastic, fantastic season, and we thank you for coordinating it and getting it all together. There's also the art galleries from African Visions of Barack Obama to four artists, including Lydia Panis and Daniel Poshes, Janice Lipson, and Vicky DeSalva. Yes. There's many, many more things, but we are running out of time, and we really want to tell everyone that all they need to do is contact you at zollnerartcenter.org. There's a telephone number, 610-758-2787, which is extension 0, and you can ask any question at all about anything that we've talked about, and ask even about other things that are happening at Lehigh.
And I can't say strongly enough, we've only talked about the tip of the iceberg in this season. Really, it is so unfair that we can't do a whole other program on this.
This is WDIY Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Thank you, Deb Zacharakis, for being with us. A joy. Thank you for bringing arts to the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
The cleverly titled Paranorman, the new animated feature film, takes a page from the screenplay of the movie The Sixth Sense, where a young boy sees ghosts. You no doubt remember the line from that movie, quote, "I see dead people." Unquote. In Paranorman, there's a lot of doubt in the minds of the family, middle school classmates, and New England townspeople about just what Norman sees. Most think the young boy simply has a vivid imagination. His classmates make fun of him. Norman persists, however, and soon he scared up seven accusers from the grave who had sent a young girl they believed to be a witch to her doom 300 years ago in 1712. His classmates pitch in, as does the entire town, with the requisite pitchforks, torches, and whatever else they can lay their hands on, including a bowling ball, to prevent the walking dead, which now everyone can see, from taking over the town. Paranorman is filmed in stop-motion animation, whereby a character is molded out of pliable rubber and filmed frame by frame each time the figure is moved. It's a painstaking process. The main characters in Paranorman are quite adorable. The ghouls are quite scary, in a comical way. The character voices are excellent, especially the two young boys who voiced the leads, Cody Smith McPhee as Norman and Tucker Albrezzi as his friend Neil. Anna Kendrick is the voice of Norman's sister, Courtney. Casey Affleck is the voice of another boy, Mitch. Leslie Mann is the voice of Sandra, Norman's mother. Jeff Garland is the voice of Norman's father, Perry. Elaine Stritch is the voice of Norman's grandma. John Goodman is great as the voice of Mr. Prendergast. Directors Chris Butler, who did the storyboard for Coraline and Corpse Bride, and Sam Fell, who directed The Tale of Despereau and Flushed Away, are working from a screenplay by Butler, which has lots of humorous jibes, asides, wordplay, and physical comedy. The 3D in Paranorman is most effective in the ghost scenes where the apparitions trail green clouds and wisps when they move. However, Paranorman can probably be enjoyed in the regular projection format. Throughout, Paranorman has anti-bullying as its main theme. In the final 10 minutes or so, the film gets real preachy, with Norman spouting platitudes like some latter-day Cotton Mather, but with a New Age mantra. No ahem, Mather. Paranorman is overall entertaining. Children should enjoy the fun, and parents won't be disappointed either. Paranorman is MPAA rated PG-13 for scary action and images, thematic elements, some rude humor, and language. At the box office, August 17, The Expendables opened at number 1, dropping The Bourne Legacy to number 2 and keeping Paranorman opening at number 3. Sparkle opened at number 5. Opening August 24 is Premium Rush. A bicycle messenger played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt picks up an envelope he wishes he hadn't in the action thriller. The Apparition. A college experiment goes awry. Perhaps something left in the dorm refrigerator from last semester? And soon a supernatural presence haunts a couple played by Ashley Green and Sebastian Stan. Hit and Run. A former getaway car driver played by Bradley Cooper jeopardizes his witness protection plan status to help his girlfriend played by Kristen Bell. Well, wouldn't you? I'm Paul Wollestein of Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.